Heavenly Father, as we come to you this morning, we want to thank you for the blessings you pour out upon us, and we are amazed at the greatness and goodness that you have. Amazed at your power, and thank you, God, for loving us and providing us the power to come to you in prayer. Pray, God, that you would just be with us today. Just help us to understand, to know the decisions to make throughout this day, throughout this week. Just give us guidance in all that. We want to lift up those that might need to be your helping hand, your healing hand, or just your comforting hand. God, just be with those. Thank you, God, for the many blessings you pour out upon us and these things we ask in your name.
Amen. Amen. Mr. Strahan, you want to lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, I'm going to call to order the Taney County Commission meeting, October 17, 2016, at 9:03 a.m. Any commission remarks? Accounts payable.
Move to approve, checks numbers 442434 through 442515, warrant 6616 through 6621. No journal entries or transfers.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Approval of payroll.
Motion for approval of payroll.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Approval of previous meeting minutes, October 11, 2016, and executive session minutes for September 26th and October 3rd, 2016.
Danny, I know you had a question on the executive last week. I think we all did. Do you know if they got answered or not?
Or we still know that. That's the reason I'm not making any comment.
Were we still waiting on... Do you remember, Mike?
I think we were waiting on...
Something from Nikki to get back from Frank and Pat?
Yeah. Okay. That, and I made a phone call, and they never got back to me. They're on vacation, one of them is, and so... Anyway.
Okay, move to approve regular session minutes on October 11th, 2016.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Agreement for jail hardware, software, maintenance, repair, and training.
Do you have anything on that, Jimmy, or is that just... Do you have something on that? Or is that just the one we've already approved? We need to...
Yeah, this is, you should have everything you need from legal on that. It's, we redid the original agreement that you all had approved. Because we saw some price fluctuation there, so we put a methodology in place as similar to a term and supply like we have with our HVAC system to cover unexpected charges. And Frank and I worked through that, and the sheriff has approved that new process as well as building the ground. So everything's covered, and we might run into.
Yeah, I have a letter here dated October 11th, 2016, from Mr. Cotty.
This is basically the same thing that we did with our electrical other things, where we didn't have to go out for bids for small things or call someone in and get a charge that we're not aware of. So.
Exactly. And In many cases, the cost would not qualify as emergency. The vendor had already been stipulated through the sole source process on two separate occasions. And so when actually Renee brought this to my attention that there was a possibility that unexpected charges could arise that weren't covered penny for penny within the original sole source declaration process, that we went with a term and supply contract that more efficiently covers. The vendor has looked at it, they've signed it and approved it. And I will also add as a postscript that the sheriff did an outstanding job exploring even deeper for possible lower costs on this, and we were able to verify and determine that this is proprietary software, and other vendors that he communicated with cannot touch this particular product when it needs repair or maintenance. Isn't that right?
Yes.
Yeah. So I, as a purchasing director, I feel very comfortable that this is the best possible option for us.
Move to approve the agreement for jail hardware, software maintenance, repair and training, buy-in between Taney County and Argyle Security Group.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you, John.
Thank you.
Missouri Association of Counties Delegates.
Is that just for the commission one, or is that for the...
That had your staff post it for both. It's for one commissioner to go and be part of the 10 delegates that we're allowed to have. And then also, if you want to, you can also elect another delegate for the 29th district to represent you. If you don't want to change right now, you don't have to. That's up to you. It's really kind of a mute issue. We've already had the election. We've already got everybody except for whichever commissioner is going to fill this position, plus the other two commissioners are on there. So all three commissioners will go, but I do have to have one that has been voted on by the commission.
So the other, by default, the other two are already on there?
The other two are already on there, yes.
And then this is just the delegates for the MAC meeting that's coming up in November? And then for the...
And then if you want to, if this commission chooses to, you can have an election for that. Or if you choose to keep you, Brandon, as the 29th district rep and you don't want to change, you don't have to change. There's no term limits.
Right.
It's when the current sitting commission wants to change. So I just brought it to your attention in case you want to. And if you don't, that's fine too.
Well, I'll stay on the MAC board. That's fine with me. So I move to nominate Commissioner Schofield as the
delegate to
MAC. As a Missouri Association, as a MAC delegate for Taney County.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
And the other two commissioners agree that Mr. Williams is going to stay as the 29th. Is that okay?
That's fine with me.
Thank you, John.
Motion carries.
We didn't need a vote on that, did we? You said that's...
No, that's just... You right.
Not on
that. If you want to do something, you do, and if you don't, just stays the same.
Village of Taneyville funding agreement, lift station D, and collection systems upgrade.
Morning.
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 As stated, this is a funding agreement that's been submitted by the Village of Taneyville for lift station D and collection system upgrade project. The village of Taneyville is requesting the approval of the above referenced funding agreement. The amount being requested through this funding agreement is $19,928.26. This amount will cover the cost incurred by the village to install two new rotating assemblies, which will replace the worn equipment currently in place, and also install new lift station alarm equipment, which will include both strobe lights and audible horns for each of the village's 8 lift station sites. The village is requesting that this funding agreement remain active until March 31st, 2017, to allow sufficient time for the work covered under the funding agreement to be completed and also provide time for the required approval processes. The village's Board of Trustees approved the funding agreement on October 6, 2016. 3 copies of this funding agreement were presented to the county attorney, who has reviewed and approved each copy as to form. This project meets the criteria necessary in determining the project's eligibility for approval and funding through the sewer sales tax funding agreement program. The village, they've asked for the March 31st date, but I feel that this project will be completed probably, what, Chris, in the next month, probably?
Yeah,
it'll be completed a lot sooner than that, so this shouldn't extend into 17 at all. Just wanted to clarify that.
I've got one question on it. Is the village an incorporated area? I think that Merriam Woods and one or the two of the other incorporated areas, and Chris, you might be able to help me with this, is the alarm system that's set up through the county, as we've spent a lot of dollars on, where we don't have to go check a lift station out. It already reads the necessary.
Well, that's a SCADA. It's a computer program, very, very, very expensive. It's a computer monitor program to show you the status of the lift station. Most small communities don't have it. Besides that, none of the smaller communities I know have it. City of Branson has it. Water District 3, I believe, has it. It's a very pricey computer program.
It's all in all county operated. It's already been approved and everything. It's in all county operated. They're in the process. I didn't know whether there was a cost factor that might be a savings as far as strobe light, or you said strobe lights and horns to notify, if it would save operational cost of you running out there. I don't know. Aren't you the person that checks that out?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You get a phone call from somebody, or how's that work? I mean, I'm
yeah, this. It's usually the neighbor, like here in the city of Forsyth, other small communities. Usually the person in charge visits with the neighbor that's supposed to do that. The emergency number's on the gate. You visit that person and see if they have a light or hear an alarm to call.
So we're not doubling the cost. I mean, if we decided to go that route in the future, you think it'll be a while before? Because if I'm not mistaken, and John, you may be able to help me with this, make the other commissioners aware of it. Also, I think Merriam Woods has it. I think maybe Bull Creek has it.
Yeah. The regional sewer district has a SCADA system in place that would be comparable to the city of Branson. Very elaborate, very sophisticated, very, very highly technical.
Mm-hmm.
Merriam Woods and the new lift station sites that we funded for their construction, they have a auto dialer system, which basically has a terminal set up on each of the perimeters of a lift station. So basically it will call somebody. If one of those terminals should realize that there's a fault in a pump starting or something like that, it will call. And that's what the sewer district had before they went to this full-blown SCADA mm-hmm. system. So Bull Creek Village, I believe they might have an auto dialer in a couple of their lift stations. But they're basically set up on perimeters there with sensors at that station. And instead of logging into a computer or something like that and giving you real-time data, they will just basically call if one of those alarm perimeters is breached. Very, very less expensive. Those units